I think Christmas is generally a pretty happy time. It's a time for celebration. It's a time for gifts. But for some people, maybe Christmas isn't really that much of a happy time. Maybe they feel a bit sad instead. Maybe they're sad because they're not able to go and be with their other families. And that might make them a bit sad. Maybe this last year they've lost a loved one. And because of that, this is the first Christmas that's going to be without them. But as I thought back to the very first Christmas, I think there might have been some sad people then too. Imagine for a moment being told that you've got to travel back to your hometown just to be counted, just to go, oh, yep, there's one. For some people, it might have been leaving their farms, their businesses. Some of them, they might have been sick. And then we've got Mary, pregnant. And I think for her, if I'd have been told, you've got to go back and be counted, I'd be going, oh, you've got to be kidding. I mean, I can imagine Jess, just last week, if she had have been told, you've got to travel from here to Tamworth, because that's the distance that Mary and Joseph had to travel, here to Tamworth on a donkey, I don't think Jess would have been too impressed. And I don't think Mary would have been either. It might have made her sad. But something sadder than that also happened. There was no room for them in the inns. No room for a baby to be born. And this wasn't just any baby, but this was God's great and generous gift to the world. It was his son, Jesus. And this baby brought with him the gifts that we've already talked about today. Love, peace, joy and hope. And he brought these gifts to help Mary and Joseph look after him as he grew up. He brought these gifts for the shepherds and for the wise men, so they could tell other people about him. But the great thing is that Jesus didn't just bring the gifts for those people. He brought those gifts for us also. And we need to make room in our hearts for them to go. So my question that I want to ask you guys today is, do you have room for these gifts? Do you want to accept these gifts that God has given us through his son Jesus? Now I'm guessing for most of you that come Christmas Day, as you sit down, you go to open your presents, that whatever it is, you're going to make room for. And I was thinking about different people. I was thinking about Howard. And I thought, well, if Howard gets a brand new power tool, he's going to make room in his shed to put that power tool. I can guarantee you. Would I be right? He's nodding. I'm sure if some of you ladies out there receive a nice new dress, you'll make room in your wardrobe for that dress. Maybe if you get a brand new picture, a nice big picture, you go, oh, well, maybe I've got to take down a couple of pictures to fit this nice big one up because I really like it. It's a nice gift that I've been given. We make room for new things, a new stereo. For the kids out there, I guarantee you that every toy that you get, you'll make room somewhere in your room. It'll probably be on the floor, but you'll make room nonetheless to make room for those gifts. As I said, you might have to make room by moving other things out though as well. But it's the same thing with our hearts. Our hearts can sometimes get full of all sorts of different things. Things like greed, pride, hate, fear, selfishness. Our hearts may be so full of them that then there's no room for the other gifts that God brings us. For love, joy, peace and hope. And if our hearts are full with all these wrong things, then maybe now is a good time to get rid of them and to make room either maybe for the first time to accept these great gifts that God gives us, or maybe to bring these gifts back into our lives because they've been pushed out for one reason or another. Because we need to make room in our hearts for God's gifts, for the good gifts, sorry, that God gives us. It's not actually that easy, though, to get rid of these old things. But Jesus helps us to make room for him and for his gifts. 1 John 4:18 says this, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." You see, love will drive out fear. And as we replace the other things in our heart, it makes room for the right things, for love, for joy, for peace, for hope. Ultimately, though, it's the love that comes from Jesus that is an unconditional love for us, a love that loves us no matter what, And it's the type of love that Jesus wants us to show to each other. It's the love that ultimately that Jesus showed for us, in that he gave his son to die for us. He took the punishment that we deserved. And that was the reason that he came that very first Christmas. 1 Peter 3:18 puts it like this. Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. You see, when we realize and accept the fact that Jesus has done this, then it is the peace and the joy that we feel because we know Jesus has forgiven us our sins. We feel relieved. The burden's taken away from us and Jesus has taken it for us. It's also then the hope that we can have, though, as we wait for Jesus to return in all his splendour and glory. Revelation 22:12 says, "Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I'll give to everyone according to what he has done." Heaven awaits those people that have accepted Jesus into their hearts, that have been filled with these gifts that Jesus brings. Ultimately, Jesus has taken away all of our sins. He's taken away our greed, our selfishness, our pride, our hate, and our fear. And Jesus gives us his good gifts to take their place. But all of these old things, the things that I've just mentioned, they don't just lie down. They're always trying to come back into our hearts, trying to come back and make us do all sorts of silly things. There are times when maybe greed or selfishness will sneak back into our hearts. We want to do greedy things and we want, oh, I want all of this to myself and I don't want to give it to anybody else. There might be times when pride comes back in or hate sneaks back in. And then we go, oh, I just don't want to do that. I'm just going to be mean to this person. I'll just push them out of the way or whatever else it might happen to be. I'm sure you can relate to many times when we've been mean to someone. And then there might be times when fear sneaks back in and we don't trust God. And that happens for me also regularly. You think, oh, I don't know if God's real sometimes and I'm fearing that I'm not right and everything like that. But God has it in control. And we need to ask God constantly to continue to fill us with these gifts. The great thing is, though, when all of these other things try to take over, we can remember a couple of important things. First of all, remember that God loves you no matter what. Second, God forgives us. And third, God gives us these gifts no matter what. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your gifts that you give us. Help us this Christmas to be filled with the gifts that you give us and not with the gifts that we want. Amen.